So it's January 18th, 2013, in Dubai. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 18, Text 32. So do we have time to chant Jai Radha Madhava?
Yeah.
Just a little. Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balaba Gini Vardhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jadaranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jadaranjana. Yamunati Ravanachari. Yamunati Ravanachari. Jayam Vishnupad, Paramahamsa, Parvratikacharya, Asatara, Satishri, Srimadis, Mangri, Sisi, Bhakti, Vinata, Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder, Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Anantakoti, Vaishnava, Vrinda, Ki Jai. Namacharya, Srila Haridas, Thakur, Ki Jai. Prem, Shikaho, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shri Adwaita, Gadadhar, Shivasadi, Gaur, Bhakti, Vrinda, Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha, Krishna, Go, Gopinath, Shai, Mukunda, Radha, Kunda, Giri, Govardhana, Ki Jai. Vrindavan, Dhamma, Ki Jai. Mathura, Dhamma, Ki Jai. Navadvip, Mayapur, Dhamma, Ki Jai. Jagannath, Puri, Dhamma, Ki Jai. Gangame Jumuna Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vasai Budale. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi. Gauravani Pacharani Nivasesa Sunyavadi Paskuchade Satarani Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 18, Parikshit cursed by a Brahmin boy, Text 32. So should I just say myself, or do you want to try to repeat, or what? You'll repeat. You all have very good memories. Tasya putro titeshvasi. Viharan balako bakai. Ragnagham prapitam tatam. Shrutvatatre dama bravit. Tasya. His, the sages. Putraha, son. Ati, extremely. Tejasvi, powerful. Viharan, while playing. Balakaha, with boys. Arbakai, who are all childish. Ragna, by the king. Agham, distress. Prapitam, made to have. Tatam, the Father, Shutva, by hearing, Tatra, then and there, Idam, this, Abravit, spoke. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sage had a son who was very powerful, being a Brahmana's son. While he was playing with inexperienced boys, he heard of his father's distress, which was occasioned by the king. Then and there, the boy spoke as follows. So as soon as he heard, he immediately acted. Did he think? Did he consult with anybody? No. Purport. Due to Maharaj Parikit's good government, because of his good government, this we should know. Even a boy of tender age who was playing with other inexperienced boys could become as powerful as a qualified Brahmana. So why was Sringi so powerful? The good government of Maharaj Parikit. Where did he get his power from? The good government of Parikit. That's where he's getting his power. This boy was known as Sringi, and he achieved good training in Brahmacharya by his father, so that he could be as powerful as a Brahmana even at that age. So also due to the Brahmacharya training by his father. But his father had the freedom to give this training because of the good government. But because the age of Kali was seeking an opportunity to spoil the cultural heritage of the four orders of life, the inexperienced boy gave a chance for the age of Kali to enter into the field of Vedic culture. Hatred of the lower orders of life began from this Brahmana boy. It's interesting, huh? This pride, instead of mutual cooperation and respect, pride and hatred started at this point. So before that, the orders were respectful to each other. Under the influence of Kali, and thus cultural life began to dwindle day after day. And we're seeing this continuing, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. The first victim of Brahminical injustice was Maharaj Parikit. So he's facilitating, but then he gets the injustice. And thus the protection given by the king against the onslaught of Kali was slackened. Tasya putro titesha jastvi viharan balakom bakai ragagnam prapitam tatam shrutva tatredam abrabit. The sage had a son who was very powerful, being a Brahmana's son. While he was playing with inexperienced boys, he heard of his father's distress, which was occasioned by the king. Then and there, the boy spoke as follows. So the boy received his power by the grace of the king. And he used that very power against the king. We reminded here of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Right? Did some of you think about that when we were reading this? How Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, "Where did you get your power?" And he says, "From where you are getting, same place you are getting your power." And Hiranyakashipu is taking the power from God and using against God. Maybe someone's done this to us. Has anyone ever done this to you? Taken something from you and used it to hurt you? Maybe they took money from you, used it to hurt you, or they took information from you. Sometimes we speak very confidentially with somebody. We open our heart to somebody. And then they take that information we gave them, that we gave as a friend, and then they use to criticize us. Has this happened to you?
Yes.
More than once, probably.
Yes.
Yes. So painful, isn't it? So painful. You think, I trusted this person. I gave them something. Or you give someone a position. This has also happened to me. You give somebody some position, some authority, and then they use it to throw you out. As soon as they get some position. How does that feel? We call this stabbing in the back. Hmm? So, this boy actually did this to Maharaj Parikit. Of course he was a boy. And being a boy, he really didn't understand that the reason that even as a boy he could be so powerful. I mean, today, Who has this power? If you say to someone, I curse you to die, nothing happens, except you become contaminated. So we have a rule that if your phone's going to ring, it has to have this. It has to have music that matches what we're discussing in the class. Otherwise, there is a button on your phone for vibrate, or please use it. If all of you have phones, please, if it's not on vibrate, please turn it to vibrate. So this is very painful, right? And the boy didn't realize because he's a boy. He doesn't understand. When you're a child, whatever you have, you have. If we can remember what it's like when we were children, you don't think, oh, my parents are working so hard. You just, oh, I have toys and I have food and I have... You don't really appreciate that anybody's given you anything. It's just sort of there automatically. So Prabhupada explains later that Krishna arranged for Kali to enter through a boy so the boy would not be so culpable. So he wouldn't be punishable, because as a child, he's not really responsible. But really, we're all doing this kind of thing. Every conditioned soul is doing really exactly the same thing. Because everything we have from Krishna. I mean, everything. Krishna could take the rebellious living entity and keep them eternally in the body of Mahavishnu. You know, when the universe ends, all the living entities go into the body of Mahavishnu. You know this? And we stay there for the same amount of time. Yakaranarna vajale bhajatisma yoga nidra mananta jagadanda saramagupa adhara shakti mavalambya paraswamurti. So we're staying in this big form of Mahavishnu in deep sleep for the same duration that the universe is there. Trillions and trillions and trillions of years. It says in the fifth canto that the Lord gets angry at the misuse of their independence by the living entity, puts them all into deep sleep. And then again, out of compassion, he creates. But Krishna could leave us in deep sleep forever. But he gives us another chance. And again, I've had this experience. Somebody cheats me, I give them another chance, and again, they cheat me. Yeah. Right? So Krishna keeps giving us a chance in the creation. And what do? We're using the gifts of Krishna against him. I mean, the gifts of Krishna, the light, even the light from this lamp, ultimately it's coming from the sun. Where is this electricity coming from? Burning fossil fuels, right? What is fossil fuels? Plants. Where are plants getting their energy? From the sun. Even just that one window, and it's early in the morning, most of the light in this room is from the sun. How much we're benefiting from the sunshine, from the moonshine, the different tastes of the vegetables and the fruits, and so many different varieties. We don't just get one fruit. I mean, we're all criminals here. This is a prison house. In the prison house, do they give all varieties of nice food? No. But Krishna does. He gives all different kinds of fruits and kinds of apples, kinds of oranges, kinds of mangoes, kinds of bananas, kinds of tomatoes, right? Kinds. Is that necessary for life? No. How kind he is. He gives us all facility. Krishna says he's our ability in man. Whatever we can do, even our ability to sit, to think, he's giving us our knowledge, whatever facility every living entity, Krishna is giving. He's just giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. Our intelligence, our ability, our digestive fire, he joins with the life of air. You've read this in the Bhagavad Gita, right? It's all from Krishna. So even this body we have, bhumirlapanalopayu, kamano buddharevacha, Krishna. Okay, you will have these desires. Eko bhaganam yo viradati kaman. He's giving. Whatever we desire, he's supplying. And Prabhupada says everyone has some extraordinary talent. So in general, we're all getting light and heat and air and ability and intelligence, and then each of us are getting some particular talent. Prabhupada says everyone has some extraordinary talent. This is coming to us from Krishna. When we use this selfishly, it's like stabbing Krishna in the back. It's like stealing. Okay, I'm going to take this from Krishna and use how I want to use it. And as soon as we want to do something separately from Krishna, even if it's a so-called nice thing, it's not really in harmony with the universe. Even if you're a good person in the mode of passion, and you're like, I give in charity, and I take care of my family, and the mood is still I. And that's just like my hand does what I want it to do. But you see, sometimes people, they have a disease, and the hand is doing what it wants to do, right? Shaking, and it's such a disturbance for the person if the hand is acting independently. Even if you have a group of people, like in a family or in a business, everyone has individuality, but you want everyone to work in harmony. As individuals, it's not that you want the individuality to go, but you want them to work in harmony. So if one member of the family is stealing from the other members, you know, just imagine. Like I know one woman whose son became a heroin addict, and she can't let him into her house. Why? What happens when she lets him into her house? He steals for his drug habit. So it's so pleasurable when everyone acts harmoniously. We are meant to act in harmony with Krishna. And as soon as we take what we've gotten from Krishna and we use it out of harmony, then we are causing pain to the body of the Lord. Especially, of course, we're causing pain to ourselves. We are part of the body of the Lord, and the part of the body of the Lord we are paining is ourselves. And Krishna feels compassion, just like this woman. She feels compassion for her son, who's a drug addict. Mostly he's hurting himself. But also she's feeling sorry. Why is my son misusing his situation? Right? When you see somebody you care about and they're misusing, how sad you feel. So that is our situation. We're not just misusing, but when we act independently from Krishna, we're using in a way that's ungrateful and harmful. You know, we may think, oh, it's not, I'm just doing a small thing. You know, I have my small little selfish things, not so important. But anything out of harmony is painful to the Lord and painful for ourselves. All of our suffering, 100% of our suffering is due to body, mind, or words that are out of harmony with truth. Therefore, Prabhupada would say it's in our own best interest to act in harmony with Krishna. Just like in this building, there's a door and there's a wall. And if you try to walk out the wall, you will be damaged. You'll be hurt. So if you try to move in the building out of harmony with how the building is designed, it will be painful. So if we use what we have out of harmony with how the universe is designed, out of harmony with how our body is designed, then we will suffer. And ultimately, Sringi also suffered. The whole Brahmin community suffered. What happened to the Brahmanas? They lost their power. He had the power not only to curse, but to invent a creature, a snake bird. So what Brahmin has this ability anymore? When we use things out of harmony, they get taken away. Just like we would do. If one of our children is hitting another child with a toy, we'll take the toy away. If you really misuse your ability, you become an animal. Or a tree. And then what your ability to harm yourself and others is reduced. And the more one uses things properly, the more you have abilities. The demigods have much more abilities than we do. Or like there are higher planets where all the mystic powers are there, just naturally.
without endeavor, they can fly in the sky and through outer space and so many things. Why do they have that and we don't? Because they've proved that they're more responsible, that they're using things in harmony with Krishna. And ultimately, in the spiritual world, are those who show they're fully in harmony. And they have everything. Kalpraviksha lakshapratesha, whatever they want. Although Krishna's fulfilling our desires here, we have to work for it, huh? Yes, I'll fulfill your desire, but you have to do the karma to get it. And you may have to suffer the reaction if you want something that's wrong. But in our natural position in the spiritual world, everything is that we have full freedom. Prabhupada says the need of the soul is for full freedom. So to whom do you give full freedom? To those who are fully in harmony. If someone's fully in harmony with you, then you will leave out your money, your passport, your valuables, and let them just go in your house. And you will let them even use your things without asking every time. If they're fully in harmony with you, you can trust them. Of course, this world, we never trust anybody 100%. Even can we trust ourselves 100% is another question. But when Krishna can trust the living entity 100%, it says that Krishna gives the liberated soul power equal to himself. Right? Some of the liberations is you have a form like Krishna. You have opulences like Krishna. Krishna has no envy. I don't want others to have opulences just like me. I want to be a little bit smarter, a little bit richer, a little bit more beautiful, right? At least a little bit, than my neighbors. Even my friends. Oh, they know as much as I do. Oh, we become distressed. But Krishna is, that's one of the liberations in Vaikuntha. That's just Vaikuntha, it's not even Goloka Vrindavan. You can have opulences equal to the Lord. Look like the Lord, power equal to the Lord. So this is for the free soul. So how do we get back to our position? If you want more, then what do? You take care of what you have. When my husband and I entered the Vanaprastha order, I gave away my jewelry to various people. I gave to one lady, and I visited some years later. And it was nice jewelry. Some of it was from my mother, real gold, real lapis. And it was on the floor with her children's toys, covered with dirt. So did I give her anything more after that? What do you think? So Krishna's given us so many things. What surrender means, what Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, surrender means, is what I have, what I love, what I am, the gifts that Krishna's given me, I use in a way that's in harmony with him. Sometimes people think surrender means I do things that I'm not good at, I do things that I hate. I don't use my nature in Krishna's service. But Krishna never says this. That's not actually surrender. That's like if I donate to the temple your car. I can't, it's not mine to give. If I give Krishna something that I'm not, that's not surrender. That's an inauthentic relationship. Even in my human relationships, if I pretend to be something different than I am, and then you find out what I really am, not very pleasing. Krishna doesn't like pretense. Raghunath Das Goswami in Manashiksha says, you must get rid of deceit. So honesty means, what gifts has Krishna given me? And Prabhupada says, everyone has some extraordinary talent. So first, there's the gifts Krishna gives to everyone. The sunlight, the water, the food, the ability, the intelligence. We use that in a way that's pleasing to Krishna. And then whatever special talent we have, Prabhupada says, to use one's extraordinary talent for Krishna means successful life. Sringi had an extraordinary talent. Correct? That's extraordinary. Let a snake bird bite him, and there's a snake bird. Who, none of us have this talent, I think. Right? But he used it out of harmony. And not only was it distressing to Krishna, but everybody was distressed. So as soon as we use these things in a wrong way, everyone is distressed. And as soon as we use them in the right way, it's wonderful. And when we will experience being in the kingdom of God, even in this life. Prabhupada says in the second chapter of Krishna book, the materialists see the world as very aggressive, friends and enemies and fear. And to the devotee, everything is happily situated. Because as soon as we become in harmony with truth, then we see truth everywhere. And truth is wonderful. Misery is an illusion. Actually, we're the soul. We're not miserable. We don't have birth, death, old age, and disease. We're not born. We're not getting old. We're not dying. We're not suffering the threefold miseries. That's the truth. All of our problems are just because we're out of harmony with truth. As soon as I get in harmony with truth, I see the truth and I become happy. How to get in harmony with the truth? Take everything Krishna's given me and use in harmony with truth. Absolute truth, param sattvam divi. Meditate. Some gratitude. Sringi didn't meditate. He didn't stop and say, how is it I'm a powerful brahmana? I'm a powerful brahmana because I have a good king. So even if the king has appeared to make some mistake, I should be forgiving out of gratitude. He didn't stop and he just immediately did something. No thought. So we should be Krishna conscious. And think, what do I have? My ability to speak, to think, to move my hand, to walk. Be conscious. How is this coming from Krishna? What is that? To see the connection between everything and Krishna. Please don't think that Krishna consciousness just means you have to give up your work and go to Vrindavan and meditate next to, you know, Radhakund. And then you can be Krishna conscious. And as long as you're here, you know, in Dubai, where you're the Sarja group in Dubai, so I'm not sure if you're in Sarja or Dubai. So as long as I'm in Dubai, then I can't do it because so much materialism and so much... No. Krishna's here also. Yes, he's here?
Yeah.
Is he here? Is he in this room? There he is, right there. Is he here?
Yes.
Wherever you go, is he with you?
Yes.
Is he the sunlight? Sometimes when Prabhupada was asked, have you seen God? He said, everyone has seen God. You're seeing the sunlight? So Sringi, he lost his consciousness of where he was getting what he had. Regain our consciousness. Yes, it takes some work. That's why it's called sadhana bhakti. Sadhana means practice. Practice takes work. Will we come to the point that it doesn't take work? Yes, because it's our natural position to be Krishna conscious. We will come to the point where we are naturally Krishna conscious, because we are naturally Krishna conscious. We will come to the point that we naturally use all of our gifts and talents in Krishna's service. But because we have intentionally not done so, now we have to practice to get back to the right position. Like a person naturally breathes easily, but if they take up a smoking habit, they have to practice to give up that smoking habit. They have to do it intentionally to come back to their healthy position. So it means some deliberate practice. Okay, how can I think about Krishna today? How can I connect what I have to Krishna today? As soon as you do that, you take one step towards Krishna, he takes 10 steps towards you. If you just take a little effort to meditate on my breathing, Krishna says, I join with the five airs of life. That is Krishna. My ability to breathe, that is Krishna. My ability to digest, that is Krishna. My ability to stay awake now after our late nights here in the Middle East, that's Krishna. My ability to sleep, that is Krishna. As soon as you meditate on that, try right now, meditate on that. Think of something you can do. Think, that is Krishna. And you feel some reciprocation, yes? Can you try? Even right now. Something you have, something, and this Krishna, this light. We can meditate on the light in the room. That is Krishna. Krishna says, I am the light of the sun. And as soon as you try to meditate on him just a little bit, you'll feel some reciprocation, correct? And it's so wonderful. You'll want to do it more and more and more. And then what will you do? You'll use that for Krishna. Not just meditating, not like the impersonalist, oh, Krishna is everywhere. But practically, if something is coming from you, I want you to use it in a way that you'll smile. If I give you a gift, it's not exactly that you give it back to me, but I want you to see that you're using it in a way that will actually make you happy. So that's what's going to make Krishna happy. When he sees that we're using it in a way that will make us truly happy, and the only thing that will make us truly happy is to use it in his service. So to meditate, what have I been given? What is my talent? All of us here, we have some extraordinary talent. Are you using it? Are you using it at all? Or out of fear of economic distress, are you doing something else? Are you using your talent? Have you found your talents? Find your talents. Use your talents. Don't be afraid. Don't think I have to do something less than what Krishna has given me, otherwise I won't eat. And when you do that, and Krishna will be so happy and you will be properly situated. Simple meditation. What has Krishna given me? Let me use it in such a way that he'll be happy. That's the essence of Krishna consciousness right there. Of course, to be able to do that, one needs to be chanting, one needs to be reading, one needs to be following the principles. Otherwise, one will not have the clarity to do this. If a person's eating meat and drinking and you say meditate on what you've gotten from Krishna and see Krishna, it will be very difficult. But this is the essence of our Krishna consciousness. And you know, the people who've cheated us, if they actually repent deeply, not saying they're sorry so they can get something else from us, but if they actually repent, if they understand how they've damaged the relationship, then it's so sweet. The reconciliation is so sweet. So that's what we want with Krishna. We want that sweet reconciliation. To go to Krishna, I've offended you. I've stabbed you in the back. Exactly how we would want the people who've stabbed us in the back to come to us. Exactly like that. Go to Krishna, I'm so sorry. Now I am prepared to work in harmony with you. Now I am prepared. Please help me and please show me and please guide me how I can see you everywhere and how I can use who I am to become beautifully who I am in your service. So, sorry we have a time constraint. Do we have time for questions or are we out? How much time? 5 minutes? Okay.
Hare Krishna Mataji, I'd like to ask one question.
Yes.
Mataji, in this full purport, the previous verse also,
yes.
Srila Prabhupada wonderfully mentioned, each and every act, Sringi's act, there is behind of Krishna's force.
Yes.
So Krishna's intention was there. Can we take the same in our actual life? Like if we do so many mistakes, can we take, you know, it is like desired by Lord Krishna? Like
that's a very good question. In fact, it's interesting. Maybe like 9-10 months ago, I was in a place where we were studying this chapter. So we were speaking on it every day, and we saw the same thing, that almost all, not this verse today, not this purport today, but so many of these purports, Prabhupada saying this was Krishna's will, this was Krishna's will, this was Krishna's will. Krishna bewildered Maharaj Parikshit, Krishna bewildered Sringi. And we had exactly this discussion. So can I assume that what I'm doing, then the decisions that I'm making, are prompted by Krishna, even if they appear to be wrong? Now, in one sense, everything that happens is the will of Krishna. And Krishna takes everyone's good things and bad things and weaves them into his overall plan. How he does that is inconceivable. I think of it like water goes down to the ocean, and if there's a rock, it can go around it, under it, over it, but it will go. So even if we do something that's out of harmony with Krishna, even if we do something independent of Krishna's will, he finds a way to fit it into his plan. Isn't that incredible? Amazing. Just amazing. I think of the story of Gandhari, where she told Duryodhan, go bathe and come to see me naked. You all know that story. And then, of course, Krishna personally intervened then. He went to Duryodhan and he said, what are you doing? Imagine seeing one of your friends walking around naked. What are you doing? I'm going to see my mother. Like this? He says, I know when you were a baby, your mother saw you naked, but now that you're a grown man, it's not civilized. And so Duryodhana thought about this, and he thought, oh, I should at least, well, I said I wouldn't wear clothes, so I'll wear a leaf. So Gandhari got to use her independence, but Krishna's plan still got fulfilled because she wasn't able to, the upper thigh was covered. But Krishna allowed, he didn't stop Gandhari from benedicting her son, is my point. She was allowed to use her independence, or Indra, wanting to flood Vrindavan. Krishna didn't, like Chaivan Muni, paralyze Indra's arm when he was going to kill the Ashwin Kumaras. That story's in the Bhagavatam. So Krishna could have paralyzed Indra's arm when he's flooding Vrindavan. He could have just killed Indra, paralyzed his arm, but he didn't. He allowed him to flood Vrindavan, but his plan was still there. So in one sense, everything that happens ultimately is Krishna's plan. And we are all of our actions contribute to Krishna's plan. That is always the case. Now the question is to ask is, am I contributing to Krishna's plan in a way that's pleasing to him? Or am I contributing to Krishna's plan where he has to make some adjustment and go around me? Am I contributing to Krishna's plan in a way that I become full of ecstasy and I become full of peace? Or am I contributing to Krishna's plan in a way that I become miserable? I think that's the main question to ask. Instead of, you know, well, if I did this wrong thing, can I just say it wasn't my fault because Krishna was inspiring me? That seems to be a rather odd question. Although, I've personally asked that question in my life. Sometimes I've been in situations where I thought, why did I do that? Did I do that because Krishna wanted it done, or did I do that because I'm a nonsense? Have you ever asked that question in your life? But what is the ultimate result? Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, Nasochatina Kanchati, Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu, Mai Bhaktin Labhate Param, Rajavidya Rajaguyam. So how do you know if you're properly situated? Prabhupada would say, how do you judge your own advancement? You feel satisfied. You feel happy. You feel peaceful. So although Sringi was part of the Lord's plan, he did not feel happy and peaceful. Krishna used him because he had his own desire, not because he was surrendered.
But still he got the reaction for that.
Right? He got, well, because he was a boy. Because he was a boy, the reaction is not there. But still, it was his desire. And with Maharaj Parikshit, it was a little different. So the pure devotees, they're surrendered to the will of God. And sometimes Krishna uses them to show an example of what not to do, like Yudhisthira gambling. Or Bhishma fighting on the wrong side. So the devotees are so surrendered that they're willing to be criticized to advance the plan of the Lord. Just like in a drama, I used to play in the Ramayana, so I would play Sharpanaka. So it's not, that's not a nice part to play. But the drama cannot go on unless somebody's playing those parts. So, you know, the person playing Ravana was also a devotee. So the pure devotees, they may be willing to take some role, like Bhishma was taking the role of fighting for the Kurus, because Krishna wanted to show that even if you're Bhishma, if you fight for the wrong side, you will lose. There was also some rasa there, the chivalrous rasa. So if we are in that level, then we may be doing something so-called wrong as part of Leela. But if you're in Leela, you'll know you're in Leela. You'll not have to ask the question, am I in Leela? For other things, one should see, am I filled with peace? Am I filled with joy? Am I becoming closer to Krishna? Just like you can, Prabhupada says you can judge your own advancement, just like you can tell if you've eaten enough. You don't have to ask someone else, did I eat enough? Did I digest the food? If you eat something that's not healthy for you, you feel some problem, right? If you do something out of harmony with Krishna, you'll be cut off from peace. You'll be cut off from joy. I mean, you may feel some material happiness. Yes, I am an evil demon. Right? That's the 16th chapter. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. There's some energy we get from anger and from lust and from greed. But it's not joy. Correct? Joy is a very different thing. So that's your ultimate way to judge. Prachaksha vagamam dharmam susukam kartamam. Prachaksha, you experience. Of course, your action should be in harmony with Guru Sadhu Shastra. If you say, well, I'm getting joy from killing everybody. You know, and Arjuna killed everybody. I can kill my relatives because Arjuna killed his relatives. It has to be from Guru. If you want to know, is what I'm doing in harmony with Krishna's plan? Is it sanctioned by Guru Sadhu Shastra? And does it bring me joy and peace and satisfaction? Two very simple tests. Otherwise, if I do something outside the Shastra and I'm miserable and anxiety and everyone else is miserable and anxiety, you probably acted out of harmony with the truth. Now, Krishna will still use it in his plan. He uses everything in his plan. Krishna uses the murderers and torturers and corrupt people and polluters and everything he weaves into his plan. But that's, we don't want to participate in Krishna's plan that way. That way will bring us suffering. Is that sufficient?
Wonderful.
Okay, I think we have to go now.
Yes.
Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.